This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Well, hey there, everybody. Good morning to you. We welcome back Tommy from vacation. Nice little sunburn. Always good to see on vacation if you're watching the video stream. Been there. Welcome back in. Thanks for tuning in here on KFH. Thanks for tuning in on our video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, all the places you take in the show. We appreciate you greatly. We're going to get the latest in the sports world. It's going to be a lot of Royals talk today as we try to dig in and figure this thing out and see how much is salvageable, quite frankly, on what we can do. We're going to have our insider, Jalen Thompson, join us to, you know, talk about the games we saw, the games we'll see, and maybe more importantly, the trade deadline and what the Royals might be thinking. It's What's on Tap, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. WBC celebrates the 4th with $4 beers from July 2nd through July 6th at all three brew pubs. A great idea for entertaining out-of-town visitors. Wichita Brewing Company, $4 beers July 2nd through the 6th. That means Wednesday. You can get it at any of their three locations. We have Max Power producing. He's got the number at 869-1240. You can, of course, leave video comments anywhere you watch us. Facebook, YouTube, X. Thanks also for watching us always, of course, on 12 News Connected. Love that partnership. And you can also, if you're listening to us on the Odyssey app, which is available to you in a podcast form, even if you aren't listening to us live and you're listening to us there, you can leave us voice messages on the show. If you haven't done that, there's a little microphone. You can leave a message. Max can put it out over the air. Great way to get in touch with the program. And we love that you can and do listen to us whenever it's convenient for you. Tommy, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here. You know, I know you said welcome back from vacation. I don't know if I would call it vacation or a trip. I think there's a difference between a vacation and a trip. A vacation signifies relaxing and just enjoying yourself. A trip is when you go on it with a bunch of kids. You know, not a whole lot of relaxing going on, but still, it was a really good time.
Yeah, I wonder about that sometimes. And then I always like, well, you know, it's time away. I don't know that I don't know how many times in my life, I mean, I guess a handful I've ever then, if that's the definition, taken a vacation. Because if I leave town and just sit around for a while, I get real antsy and I'm not really enjoying myself. So maybe I don't even like vacation. Maybe I just like trips because I'm like, oh, I'm here. Might as well do something. You know, I can't, I'm not, and my wife is not like that, by the way. She's like, no, let's just go sit on the beach or sit by the pool. And I'm like, again, you want to do that again?
That's the way I am. I'm like your wife. Like, I would rather just like sit and relax and not do anything.
Like, but yeah, you can do that at home.
Like, but not with like, not with scenic lake views and all of that. I'd rather sit in a rocking chair on the balcony and just look out at the lake and not have to worry about anything, not have to do anything, don't have any obligations, no schedule, know where I've got to be. That's what I like. That's what I'm into.
Yeah, I might be in the minority on this, but it's time away is great, no matter how you define it, whether it's a trip, vacation, or whatever. It's always nice to be away. I think everyone agrees on that. And you had a nice time. And you got to play a little golf, right?
You did, for
all the golf people out there that might get a little jealous of you.
I did. I played Paynes Valley. We went to the Table Rock area, Big Cedar Lodge, that whole area down there. Tiger Woods has a course out there called Paynes Valley that he designed and put together. Beautiful out there. Great golf. Love it. And yeah, it was great. It was a good time.
Where was Tiger there? Did you say hi?
If he was there, he stayed far away from me. I don't believe he was there. No, he doesn't get out there very often. I don't think, but he designed the course and it's beautiful out there.
Yeah, it's cool. I saw some of the pictures Tommy sent. He tweeted a little bit. You can check those out. Pretty wild, pretty great when you get out on. Now that's vacation. That's
yeah. Oh, for sure. 100%.
At least that, yeah. You know, that piece of it. It's a lot of fun. We're glad to have you back. You didn't miss much with the Royals.
Yeah.
Hoo boy. Hey, maybe what'll cure what ails them is playing a Monday, which they'll do today. No more Mondays off. It'll be late baseball, which is always great. We'll be up late with the Royals, but it's getting to a point where nothing's out of the, you know, and it's not like they're not dead or anything like that. It's just this, you know, this trade deadline and the decisions that they're going to have to make become fascinating. They are of the contending teams, and you might even say that the Orioles have sort of played themselves back into a quote-unquote contending team. They're 7 games back of the wild card. The Royals, though, of the other ones, and remember there are 12 of 15 teams in the American League that are really square in the mix of this, the Royals are still only 4.5 games back, Tommy, of that, and they play the team that they're chasing by 4.5 games for 4 games to start this week. So as annoying, let's call it, as the month of June was for Kansas City, especially at home, inside that clubhouse, and again, we'll have Jalen Thompson a little later in the show to talk through this with us, inside that clubhouse, honestly, like not a lot changes. You just have to play better baseball. And we'll get into all of this and some of the things of the week. I was way off. Last time you were on, I was like, I kind of feel like they're going to have a big week. They did not. They won 1 game on the homestand. But they're only 4.5 games back. That's what is making this so crazy. They can have a terrible week, and they lost a game in the standings. I believe last week when we started, they were 3.5 games back. I'm pretty sure. And now after a 1-5 homestand and a 1 win at home month of June, they're 4.5 games back.
Yeah, and it can very easily feel like the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's the way that it feels like the Royals are operating right now, where it makes you want to slam your head against a brick wall. You know, because it's like nothing changes. They can't do anything different. They're trotting out the same lineup basically every night. You know, bottom of the lineup may be a little bit different here and there, but it's by and large the same starting lineup every night, same order, same rotation, same pitchers, same personnel, same everything. And you're just like hoping and grasping at straws that they can figure something out and get things turned around, because until there are reinforcements that come out there from outside of the organization, and who knows if that's even going to happen, who they've got is who they've got. And, you know, with every homestand, that goes the way that this one did, 1-5 in this homestand, 0-6 in the one before, it makes it that much more difficult to think that they are going to be buyers at the trade deadline, even though they're hanging on and not out of the woods, you know, for a wild card spot. But it does make it hard to think that they're going to go all in. So it's going to probably be the guys that we've come to know and appreciate and just like cross our fingers and hope that they can start producing.
Yeah, that's I think that's a big part of it. Let's take the discussion there. We've got some comments coming in. We'll dig in a little bit, look at them. I know the month of June's not over and they play one more, but it's a good day to take a look back at the month and sort of discuss some of this really, really rough week for Jack Caglione. We'll get into that a little bit as well. Hey, morning's here at KFH. Staff enjoys a great cup of coffee from Prairie Fire Coffee. Always appreciate their support and their coffee at the studio and all across the Odyssey studios. It's Albrecht and Caster. We're back on a Monday. Don't go away. We'll dig into the Royals' troubles last week when we return.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily on a Monday. Tommy Caster, Jacob Albrecht, Max Power producing the program. We've got that KFH hotline open for you at 869-1240 all morning long. If you'd like to join the program, we also have some video comments already about the Royals. Jacob, a lot to get into to continue that conversation today.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a very dominant topic, at least for the next couple few weeks. Hopefully, it's because they start to play better. Because again, bad week at home, you're 4.5 games back. I think they lost a game. Maybe it's two, but I think it was just one over the week, which leads Rick to say, we keep saying it's only 4.5 games, but there are more teams ahead of them in the wild card race. They're not getting past all of them with this team. There are two different things in that comment. You either don't think they're good enough to get there or not, but to say they can't make up 4.5 games is crazy. They still have 3 months of baseball to play. Are we even to the halfway point yet, right? Like, yes, they can absolutely make that up. We have crossed the halfway threshold. The Royals have crossed it by 3 games. Yes, they can absolutely make up 4.5 games. I don't care how many teams are ahead of them. They're playing Seattle, who they're chasing directly, 4 games to start this week. So they sure they can. They can absolutely do that. The question is, can this team do that? And I think that's the discussion that over the next month is going to dominate, because they have decisions to make. Now, I still think that they will probably both be sellers and contenders. I don't know that I think they're going to buy unless in some trade it brings them a piece that can help them this year. But I do think they're going to have to be willing to listen to offers on players like Seth Lugo, because you could trade Seth Lugo and still be a contender this year. You're not like mortgaging. Now, they could, in theory, go out and sell every asset they have. And at that point, you're like, okay, they're sellers. But if they trade Seth Lugo, who's been rumored a bunch, it's probably not a typical selling situation. It's a team that's in this purgatory that the Royals find themselves in, not being able to turn down an offer that's overwhelming. So we'll get with Jalen Thompson on the latest there, because there's been a ton of rumors around him. But Tommy, they just can't hit still. They cannot hit. And they started the month of June okay. They end the month of June as the second worst team in baseball scoring runs for the month. It's just not, I don't know what else they can do to make that better. Jack Caglione was 1-for-21 on the week. That was their big move. And I don't know that there's anything that it's not the same as when MJ Melendez or Hunter Renfroe struggling, like, well, get him out of there. you have to let Cags work through this at the big league level. That was always one of the big risks with calling him up. Again, I'm not going to be revisionist. I think they made the right call calling him up because at that time they were A, desperate for it, and B, they were still right in the mix. I think when they called him up, they were maybe had the third wild card spot. But again, the difference in games hasn't been that great, but you're going to have to let him work through it. You can't sit him down. You can't really send him back down. You can. They absolutely could send him down for a little
bit. I think that sends the wrong message. That's the wrong thing to do, because I think that, you know, you want to like wave a white flag on the season. That's what you do. You send Jack Caglione down. Even trading a piece away like Seth Lugo doesn't wave a white flag on the season. But if you move Jack Caglione back down to the minors, that waves a white flag on the season, and it shows that the Royals feel like they made the wrong decision in what they did with him and bringing him up. I do think also that it's important to remember that in a lot of ways, the Royals' hand was forced a little bit with Jack Caglione. Like the amount of fan uproar about the fact that he wasn't with the big league squad, I think that had a lot to do with it. And I think that the Royals also recognized, like, they were caught between a rock and a hard place. You had this guy absolutely raking in the minors and was dominating the headlines in minor league baseball with the moonshots he was hitting, while your big league squad couldn't get a single run across game after game after game. So in some ways, the organization's hand was forced in bringing him up earlier than what they wanted to. And unfortunately, now you're kind of stuck with him. And honestly, I don't blame the organization for that. Like, I don't blame J.J. Piccolo for that move. I don't blame Matt Quatrero for that move. Their hand was forced. And can you imagine the fever pitch if he still wasn't part of the big league squad? Like, if he wasn't there right now and was still raking in the minors? Because it's not like the offensive woes have gone away. And I warned about that when they called him up. It was like, look, everybody's got to pump the brakes a little bit, because he can't be the savior of this entire team. He's a rookie. He's never played at this level before. Even if he has success, which he hasn't individually yet, even if he does have individual success, he's one guy in a lineup. He's not going to change the fortunes of the entire lineup, and he hasn't. And so I do think I think everybody's got to recognize the context around Cags in the lineup, but they absolutely can't make a move on him, and they're not going to.
Yeah, no, I agree that they won't, and they shouldn't. I do disagree. I think they could. Look, if they had somebody who was just crushing it in the minor leagues that they could pull up and give Cags a minute to catch his breath.
They already did that. I mean, like, they did that with Cags.
No, I'm saying with Cags. Like, if they had, I'm not saying they will or they should. I'm saying they could, because they have the options, and he's struggling. And I think, like, you can help him out by giving him a break, because you can call him right back up. I don't think they should. Let me just say that for the fifth time. I don't think they should, but I think they could. The problem is, it doesn't really matter at the moment, right? Like, it's not like it was when they called him up and they felt like they were one bat away from breaking it open. It doesn't feel that way at all right now. So how much of a difference are you really going to make by doing that? And honestly, like, we're going to have to guess at this, because, and maybe Jalen, you got to know what the conversations are like with him. How's his psyche? How's he doing? How is he wired? What's it going to do if we sat him down or sent him down? Like, could he even handle that? That's a lot to, you're already asking too much, honestly, of him. And again, we all thought this was the right move, but you're asking too much of him to begin with. You got to let him work through it at the big league level. The problem for the team is, boy, they could really use his bat. They can't score any runs. It doesn't make a lot of sense why they can't score any runs. It's by and large the same team it was a year ago, who was the most clutch in baseball and now is the most unclutch in baseball. And maybe to the people that think clutch isn't really a thing, that tells you it'll all balance itself out. But again, like, all of this being said, it was a really bad week for him. They get to go on the road. They've been much better on the road than they have been at home. And they're right there. So it really comes down to, separate from like the Seth Lugo conversation, do you think this team has another hot streak in them at some point or two? It doesn't have to be 18 of 20 or whatever it is, but can they go win 7 out of 10? a couple of times the rest of the way and then just sort of float around and flutter around the rest of the time, that might be enough to get in at this point. And when you look at it that way, that the reality is like, yeah, if 500 is the benchmark, which boy, it sure looks like it's going to be close to that, right? Maybe 84, 85 wins will get you into a wild card spot. If that's the benchmark, it doesn't take a lot to get to that point.
Here's the thing, though.
We just crossed the halfway point. How many games under 500 are the Royals right now? They are
six games
500.
Yeah.
So they would have to be 9 games above 500, essentially, I think is a pretty fine benchmark. 3 games over 500, which would be what? 81, 2, 3, 84 wins gets you into, let's say 84 wins gets you in. That means you got to be 9 games over 500 for a half of a season. There is so much baseball to play. Then I think you can look at it if you're the front office and say, well, yeah, we can absolutely do that.
But give me something concrete and real, an indication that shows that they will do that. Can they? Sure, they can. They've done it. They did it earlier this season. But right now, there's nothing. And it's been this way for the last month. There hasn't been anything to me that would indicate that they can go on a sustained hot streak and play baseball, even at 500, much less 9 games over 500 to get to that 84 win mark that you just mentioned. There's nothing right. concrete.
Well,
there's nothing.
This is what
it's like grasping at straws and saying like, yeah, they can do it. Well, they've not shown that they can recently at all.
This is what I warned you about. You're getting so mad at me when I was saying, look, this offense is a major problem, even when they're pitching well and they were in their hot streak. And I'm like, it's not sustainable. It's not. So there's no way they can do what they need to do, scoring 3 runs a game. I don't care how good their pitching is. It's not sustainable, and it hasn't been. And in June, their team ERA is down to 4.18. That's not, I mean, which is a kind of middle of the pack.
And I think going back to that, though, going back to that time period, yeah, it wasn't overall sustainable. You were right about that. And I know I was getting really worked up about that at the time. I didn't think that it would fall off a cliff the way that it did. I thought, okay, maybe if it comes back down to earth a little bit, that's to be expected. The pitching had been elite and they were really picking up the slack of the offense. And I think that you were right. I mean, I'll tell you that right now. You were right about the fact that you said it wasn't sustainable, but I don't think either one of us believed that it was going to fall off a cliff.
No, and I don't even think it's fallen off a cliff. This isn't even an exercise on the pitch. The pitching staff in June was very average, right? It wasn't terrible, but it was average. The problem is it had to be elite for them to do that. Like best in baseball. And that was the part where it was like, they're not going to keep that up over 162 games. So if they don't start scoring more runs, it's not, there's no way that works. So the pitching has, and listen, I also think the pitching has gotten better the last 2 weeks, and it will, and this will be an above average pitching staff, especially starting rotation, trades notwithstanding and who they trade away or don't trade or whatever. But, you know, this current group is still a really good and solid pitching staff. The problem is the offense is the exact same. And so when the pitching staff has a month where they give up 4 runs a game, which isn't even that crazy, you can't win any games. That's the issue. And that was the issue then, because it went back to last season. Like, I'd also don't want to forget that September was really rough on the Royals offensively last year.
Yeah.
So when they came out of the gate struggling, it's like, looks like we saw at the end of the year.
And you bring up a really good point, and it's something that is not being talked about enough right now at the very end of June this season, is that I think the major issue in all of this is the fact that the Royals, by and large, sat on their hands during the offseason and said, hey, we're gonna roll
with the lineup. They did,
we're gonna roll with this lineup and we're gonna run it back and see what we can do. You know, I know like the phrase run it back gets associated with the Chiefs a lot, and for good reason. Like they ran back basically their entire team. The Royals they don't have the personnel like the Chiefs did by and large, right? And so I think that like they decided to run it back. When you entered the season with Hunter Renfro and MJ Melendez in the corner outfield positions, and they didn't do anything to address that. I mean, you know, I remember saying in February, in March, they need to do something else for the bottom of that lineup. I was concerned about the bottom of the lineup. It was like, yeah, you can make a trade for Jonathan India. They did do that. They addressed leadoff. They addressed bullpen. They brought in Estevez. That's great. They did all of that.
They re-signed Waka. They brought Lorenzen back.
But as far as the bottom half of that lineup is concerned, once you got like Salvi below that, they didn't make any moves, and they needed to. They needed to address that big time. And we knew that going all the way back to September. As you mentioned, it was a rough offensive end of the season for the Royals. They entered the playoffs last year, and the question was, are they going to be able to score enough runs to be able to keep up in the playoffs? And they were able to do that against Baltimore. They certainly couldn't do that against the Yankees in the divisional series. And so like that was a challenge for sure for the Royals.
That's what I guess, you know, for me too, like, because you're absolutely right, they needed to add another bat. I don't want to act like this run for the front office and the difference in the off seasons, the last two versus what they were before. Like, yes, they needed another one, but they have spent, I believe it's over the last 2 years, more money than any team in baseball through free agency over the last 2 years. And most of those moves have been pretty good. Jonathan India is not working out, but it was a nice effort, right? It was a fine effort. They spent big money to put this pitching staff together. They make that trade. They added Mark Canna, which was it wasn't a nothing burger. It was a shot. They took a shot. I'm not sure what else they could have done, I guess, is where I'm going with this as far as the offense goes. Like, I'm not sure what else was out there that was attainable. And that's what makes this trade deadline really interesting, because you've got a front office that has gotten most of what it's done the last two off seasons very right. Most of it. I think we all thought Jack Caglione would be a spark for this lineup. It hasn't been. So now they have to go back to the drawing board again to try and find some reinforcement. That's where something like a Seth Lugo trade can get really interesting. Can you afford to a guy who's probably you're not going to be able to bring back like you did Waka? So that guy who everybody thinks is awesome and is awesome becomes one of the most attractive trade pieces out there. There's a lot of rumors, and we talked about this last week while you were gone, with a guy like Jarren Duran for the Red Sox. An offensive piece who has tapered off a bit this year, but is still better than any outfielder the Royals have offensively. If they were to trade for him today, who has a ton of team control, who has put together all-star level seasons, does a trade like that make sense? It sure does. Now, the problem for that trade is the Red Sox are trying to dump. They don't want Seth Lugo. So then it's like, okay, well, you can't just go like one for one there. And then you have to start being, you know, then, and this is the conversation we had last week. Would you trade Noah Cameron for a guy like Jarren Duran? My answer is absolutely I would. It would probably take more than Noah. It would take Noah Cameron probably in one of the catching prospects. I would still trade that for Jarren Duran. I think that the Royals are going to be in this really interesting position. But if you trade Noah Cameron, can you also trade Seth Lugo and contend this year? So this will be a fascinating deadline, because I think there is some urgency to move Lugo because he will be so valuable on the market. You have the pitching that you could still contend even if you traded him, but are you going to be able to find a big league ready bat for him, or are you going to have to look at trading somebody like Noah Cameron, who's a part of the future, to bring in a bat? Like, they really are going to have to play both ends of the game here at the deadline.
Well, and what's the one area on this roster where they do have more depth than any other place? And that's starting pitching. They have a lot of depth,
right,
at the starter role. And, you know, you've got a guy, there've been a couple of guys that have dealt with injuries that, you know, we don't know exactly where they're at in their recovery, but Alec Marsh is still on the team and Kyle Wright is working back from injury. And, you know, you've got some other guys, you've got depth there at starting pitching. And so if you are going to make a move, that would be an area to do that. I think that you can, depending on the right move, and JJ Piccolo has shown that he's willing to do things like this, you can make a move with one of your starters and sell that one piece, but then get better at the margins. That's really where they need to be. They need to get better at the margins. And if you can have a piece like Seth Lugo that you can move and be able to gain – assets in return, whether they're big league ready or not. We know that the Royals farm system overall is not particularly deep.
We're looking at the Royals. We are trying to keep you off the ledge, Royals fans. I really think, though, like, you don't even have to just watch them. If they get a little heater, they're going to climb right back into it. What do you think, Tom? If I asked you right now, do you think at any point the rest of the way the Royals will be in ownership of one of the three wild card spots, what would you say?
Probably not. I'm going to say no on that. And it's not that I don't think that, you know, the other teams in the American League will make it possible for the Royals to get there. I certainly think that these teams are beating up on each other enough to where the Royals, even if they continue playing the way that they are, will still probably hang around within striking distance of the wild card. I'm just not sure that there's a whole lot that has shown me that they can get over that hump to take that wild card spot, whichever one it is, and hang on to it. I don't see them. I know you projected out, like, what if they went 9 games over .500 the rest of the way and won 84 games? I mean, that's a nice thought. It's a nice wish. I'm just not sure that they've shown anything recently that shows that they can do that. They're 6 games under .500 right now. I don't see them making a 15-game swing with the current roster that they have right now.
See, I think, and in, I'm just saying, like, at any point, could they get it? Not will they have it,
no.
But like at any point,
I don't
will
think
we
so.
Say, so I would say if they don't do anything at the deadline, the answer for me might be yes, because that would mean they'd still have Seth Lugo the rest of the way, essentially. Again, I'm not advocating for that. I don't know what I'm advocating on that just yet. But it's hard for me to believe that the team that has been so streaky can't get on at least, you know, like half of what they had in that crazy win streak they had and make some noise for a week or two and be there. So I would say 50-50.
So who are they going to, who are they going to play better than down the stretch? Like, who are they going to leap,
who do I think they have
leapfrog
a better roster than?
Who are they going to leapfrog in the teams that are above them in the wild card standings right now? Like, I've gone through that list. I'm not sure.
I think they're a better team than the Angels, right? So that's one of them.
Okay.
I think that they are going to be a better team than Boston, who's trying to sell everything they've got. So that's two. I think they're at least on par, if not slightly better than the Twins. That's three. So that's three of them. The Rangers are kind of in the same situation as the Royals. Good roster, but they're just not consistently playing well. I still don't. And look, I know the Guardians are always there, but on paper, they don't scare me. So the three that I think on paper are probably better are the three that they're chasing that currently occupy the spots, Tampa, Toronto, and Seattle. But I think they're at least as good as all the other teams that are underneath those three.
Yeah, but it'd be one thing if they had one or two teams to leapfrog in the wild card to get.
And that's
even
Rick's point. And
they've
I
got
get that
six.
Point.
There are six teams that right. they've got to be better than to even get to the third wild card spot.
So I think that's why you have to look at it not in the race itself, but in the Royals versus the Royals, right? Can the Royals versus the Royals get on a stretch where they finish let's call it the second half, or let's call it starting in the month of July. Can they be above .500 the rest of the season? I think you start there. The Royals versus the Royals, not thinking about anybody else. And if you think that is possible, I think it's definitely possible, then you can start there and say, well, they're going to be in the mix if they can do that, right? Regardless, because the reality is, the Royals aren't the only team we're doing this for. They're all this way. Only two of those teams, Tommy, have positive run differentials, and the Red Sox aren't going to because they're trading everything away. Like, of all of those teams we mentioned, the only one with a positive run differential is Texas. Even Toronto, who owns that spot, isn't. The reality, and this is the good news for the Royals, is none of these teams are very good. Tampa looks like it might be, because they got a lot of really young players that are kind of hitting their stride. And Seattle can pitch like crazy, and Seattle probably is really good. And that's who they play next, by the way. But the reality is none of these teams are very good. Like, the Royals aren't the only ones. They're sitting in a lot of cities across the country having the same conversations we're having right now. I can promise you they're having it in Minneapolis, you know, with the Twins, and they're having it. You know, the Angels, they're not even talking about the Angels because nobody buys that, but they're having this conversation in Cleveland, who's gone 3-7 over their last 10, same as the Royals, right? Like, all of these teams are kind of the same. And that's your optimist take. And why I think it's kind of the, like, who, it's going to be a battle of attrition on who sucks the least, possibly, to get into the wild card. Again, I think Seattle and Tampa are probably better teams today. Toronto, maybe. They've got some good young players, but I think Vladimir Guerrero Jr. just got hurt. Like, I don't know about Toronto yet, but there's going to be an opportunity. Now, if the Royals continue to toil around and they can't do anything, then obviously they're not going to. Again, I wouldn't put it, and I don't like making the wild card, I would say, is less than 50%. At any point in the second half, being in the third wild card spot, I think it's probably about 50%, because they're only 4.5 games back right now.
But again, that flies in the face of what you just talked about. Like, it's not about how many games they're back. It's about the number of teams that are in front of them. Can they beat themselves?
Right? I do think it's about how many games.
No, I agree with Rick on this. It's about the number of teams that are in front of them, because even if, and look, one of the things that has happened while the Royals have been struggling, two of the other teams in their division have also been struggling mightily. Also, the Guardians and the Twins. So, yep. Like, they're right there also, and those are two other teams that thought they would be contending for an AL Central crown this season before Detroit just ran away with it. A lot of teams are dealing with a lot of the same things right now. That's great. Like, I get that logic. I get that argument that it's not just the Royals, it's everybody. But then the question becomes, who's going to raise their hand and through the back half of the season get to a point to where they can say, look, like, we have underachieved and underperformed so far. We need to, you know, it's such a logjam. We need to rise above that, and we need to claim one of these wild card spots. And out of all the teams that are in front of them right now in the wild card race, I don't know. I don't think that the Royals are, I don't think they have the firepower right now. They've not at least shown that recently that they can get up and grab it. Like, they can, it's going to take somebody, a team, to take that wild card spot. Like, the Royals aren't going to be able to just be mediocre and just, you know, have 0-6 homestands or 1-5 homestands.
No, I agree
with that. Any prayer whatsoever of crawling their way back into the wild card hunt. It's not going to happen.
I agree that they've got to play better. They can't play like they're playing now. The reason I don't think it's as much about there's so many teams is because I just don't think any of those teams are very good, right? So it's not like there
and that's,
are
that's
there
great.
Are,
that may very well be true, but the Royals are not very good right now. Like that,
obviously the Royals, for any of this conversation, we have to envision the Royals playing better. I mean, there's no question about that. But I think in a lot of seasons when you have that much ground to make up, it's too much to overcome because there's so many teams and you can just count on. Like, listen, a handful of these teams are going to also be good. I look at that list right now, and Toronto is the really interesting one for me. I think Tampa and Seattle are going to be good in the second half. I don't know about Toronto, but of all the other teams they would have to jump ahead of to be in the fourth place spot, I mean, do you really think any of those teams are going to do what we're saying? If the Royals do, they could play back. Like, are any of those teams going above 500 the rest of the way? Maybe Texas.
Maybe Cleveland. I can see Cleveland doing that. I think
Cleveland's got a worse run differential, by the way, right now than the Royals do.
I think Minnesota could do that. It's going to be interesting depending on what the Red Sox do. I know they want to sell.
Is what I'm saying making any sense though? Like, none of these teams are good. So, like, if you know that's yeah, they're all ahead of the Royals, but like the Royals, they're not playing well. But I think the difference between the Royals and them is I think all of those teams,
that's
Texas
great.
Notwithstanding, the Royals have a better roster.
Yeah, like, look, that's great. That's great that none of these teams above them are good. The Royals aren't good either. And so at the end of the day, right. If you want to get your way into, find your way into a wild card spot, you've got to control your own destiny. You've got to win your own games. And so we can talk all day long about how many games they're back, who's ahead of them, how good those teams are in front of them. If the Royals aren't winning their own games, it's a moot point. It doesn't matter.
It's all going to be the Royals versus the Royals. I don't think if the Royals have a great stretch, they're going to be unlucky in the sense that, oh man, but so did XYZ. It's the Royals versus the Royals. And if you're looking for a reason to not, again, to step away from the cliff, if you're a Royals fan today, that's all it is. Like, it's just the Royals. I think you can ignore everything else around them and just it's the Royals versus the Royals right now. They just have to play up to their potential. Up next is four at Seattle. I'm glad they don't have a day off, quite frankly. So it's four at Seattle and then four at Arizona. Arizona has had just an unbelievably unfortunate run of injuries lately. Seattle, the issue with that series is going to be you're going to face really good pitching, in that series. So that's daunting, certainly, when you think about Kansas City. But they are coming off of a tough road trip where they played every game they played in extra innings against Texas with no days off now. So you can think about that if you're a Royals fan today. And then that Arizona series, that becomes an opportunity. Even though Arizona's record won't be bad, they won't have Corbin Carroll. They've had a ton of injuries. So here we go. And we know the Royals have played much better on the road. Maybe we're a week off. Maybe that decent week I thought they were going to have last week happens this week. Who knows? But this will be a pretty entertaining week of baseball if you can stay up late, because a lot of these games are going to be very late at night. 8:40 first pitches, except for the July 3rd game, which is a 9:10 first pitch. You get a couple of day games at least over the weekend, but every other game is going to be up late with the Royals. You get that Prairie Fire coffee ready, Tommy, because we're going to need it this week.
I wonder, like, when we see the Royals out on the West Coast. I mean, remember when they went to Texas a couple weeks ago and then they went to San Diego? Like, that was a good road trip. There's something about them playing in Kauffman right now that's not working for them.
It's not working.
That I do think a four-game stretch in Seattle, the fact that they're going to be on the road for a while away from all of it, that I think that does benefit them a little bit. I agree with you. Them not having a day off today, I think, is good also. Like, shake it off and hit the road and get away from the home pressures and all of that. And go do what you need to do against a team that is ahead of you in the wild card race, has currently the third spot, the third wild card spot that you're going to want, you're going to need. Go and take at least three or four from them. That's what you've got to be thinking of when you start this four-game set tonight.
They catch Wu Gilbert and Kirby in this series. I know Kirby's coming back from injury and has been a little slow going. He's been much better lately. They're going to need to pitch in this series. This is very unlikely to be the series the offense wakes up. Maybe that happens against Arizona. They're going to really have to pitch in this series. Tonight it is Waka. They get Waka, Lorenzen, Cameron, and Lugo. Feel pretty good about that. Again, the Royals rotation is so deep, you don't really care, quite frankly. You just roll them out there. And we'll see if they can hang with Seattle, who I do think is one of the actual good teams that are in the mix for this thing, in the American League. All right, we'll come back, we'll turn the page, we'll look elsewhere. LeBron James doing it again? Is he one out of LA? Sounds like he might. After all that with his son, we'll get into that story and more. We'll return on the other side at Sports Daily. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.